Mary and Joseph looked upon this child with the wonder experienced by all parents. Like other infants, this baby also cried. He too was soothed by his mother's gentle rocking and lulled to sleep by her soft singing. But this was no ordinary baby. This was the amazing God of Israel in the form of a helpless human infant.
Out of the darkness now was light. On the hillsides of Judea, drowsy shepherds were awakened by the dazzling light of God's glory. The angel of the Lord announced great news of joy. The Savior, Christ the Lord, is born in Bethlehem. And so that they might hurry to see this child, they were told where to find him. Suddenly, throngs of angels filled the evening skies, declaring, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all on whom his favor rests." Fully awake, all lethargy gone, the shepherds rushed to the foot of the manger.
Thank you.
Kings from the east also came, bearing gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Consider why the Son of God would be born into the household of a poor carpenter. He came in search of the greatest treasure of all, a treasure he would one day lay down his life to purchase. This is the great mystery. We are the pearls of great price. We sparkle like jewels in his crown. And let our praises rise to heaven like incense, their perfume fragrant and pleasing to God.
Thank you.
This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and what our hands have touched. We have seen the glory of God. Let the song of joy ring in every heart, in every church, and through all the world.
Come now and be faithful, consecrating yourselves before God. Bring the gifts of your love, your life, and worship the Savior. Consider what God has done. Then come before God with songs of joy.